T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
If you're on your way back from Citi Field, A, congratulations on the big win, the walk-off home run by the Polar Bear Pete Alonso as the Mets win and beat the Cardinals 7-6. The Yankees, of course, couldn't wrap up the four-game sweep against the Baltimore Orioles and give up a three-run home run in the bottom of the ninth. They lose 9-6, but let's be honest, the story of the day is not the Pete Alonso walk-off home run. It's one thing and one thing only, and that is what we talked to Buck Showalter about yesterday when I said to him, what keeps you up at night? And he said the potential for injuries to negatively impact our season. Bang! 6 to 8 weeks, Max Scherzer. Oh, boy. Good afternoon, Evan. How are you today?
I'm surprisingly good because
they won today?
The Pete Alonso home run. The win last night that could have turned into a disaster when Max leaves in the sixth inning and quickly a 6-2 lead is cut to 6-4. The last two nights, that's what this team's going to have to figure out how to do over 53 games. Because that's how I view this, Craig. For the next 2 months, Jacob DeGrom is not walking through that door.
No, he's not.
For the next 2 months, Max Scherzer is not walking through that door. Until we get to the All-Star break, there are 53 games. The New York Mets now need to survive. And today is the template. Guys need to step up. Chris Bassitt wasn't great, but he pitched deep into this game into the seventh inning. Pete Alonso comes through, bailing out Eduardo Escobar, who forgot how to play defense at third base.
Tough time there.
Dude, he's been brutal defensively.
Well, he was playing a little soccer with the ball there.
Oh, dude, and it wasn't just that. He made another error earlier in the game. He's been bad defensively. He's barely hit despite that home run other night. I don't want to hear about his line drives. But this win today was important because of the Max injury, Craig.
Yeah,
it's all related.
Just a regular May game. But,
no, it's not.
It's a win on the heels of getting horrendous news.
Let me stop you.
Yeah, go ahead.
There are 162 of these.
Yep, they all
This
count.
Yankee game will be forgotten about. This loss will be forgotten about.
Not for a long time because the New York Yankees, after they tied it on the LeMahieu bloop to right, did not finish the job off like they should have. But you're right. You're going to lose a game at some point.
Craig, a week and a half from now, if I ask you about this game, you'll have forgotten it.
I'm trying to forget it already.
No,
yes.
You will. Yeah. You will, because not every game in 162 is created equal. Maybe this is just me talking. Today mattered more. When Edwin Diaz comes onto the mound with a lead in the ninth inning on the heels of the Max Scherzer news, as you're trying to win this series against the Cardinals and win this homestand, you lose this game, you have a losing homestand. All on the heels of the Max Scherzer news, this game mattered more.
I disagree.
So it's not a regular
May
game.
Max Scherzer wasn't going to play today, no matter what happened yesterday.
But winning is a big deal.
Yeah, of course. You got to win, stack W's. We talk about it all the time. But Max Scherzer coming out of yesterday's game in the sixth and getting the news right before the game today, of course, that he's out, sadly, with a moderate to high-grade oblique strain, 6 to 8 weeks. Let's just call it 8 weeks for the sake of the conversation. He wasn't going to play today. So the notion that the Mets might lose today's game, I know you didn't say this, but I'm intimating that you said it, based on your reacting to the bad news from yesterday that they found out about early this morning, like Max Scherzer wasn't pitching today.
It's not about Max Scherzer pitching.
And he
pitching.
Wasn't going to pitch tomorrow.
It's the fact that there are 53 games before the All-Star game, and that's my line of demarcation, the All-Star break.
Okay, fair enough.
I'm being hopeful that after the All-Star break,
you get them both back.
Maybe they both walk through that door.
Sure.
Every game is going to matter because they got to survive the next 2 months. They're without their two best pitchers, and here's the trickle-down of that. Max Scherzer eats innings. the guy who replaces him in this rotation, whether it's Trevor Williams or anyone else,
yeah.
is not going as deep into the game, which means you're going to have to ask more from your bullpen, which is a trickle down, even on games Max wouldn't have pitched. So today was important, A, for our psyche as Met fans, because we would have been, I'm in a good mood right now. We would have been reeling if they had lost this game. And it wasn't Diaz's fault outside of walking Brendan Donovan on four pitches. That's my one critique of Diaz.
Okay.
Couple of infield hits, bad defense. You can't walk Brendan Donovan ahead of Paul Goldschmidt on four pitches. But for our psyche, they could not lose this game. But now over 53 games, guys need to step up.
Just
they need to survive.
Go win 26 of them.
Yes.
I mean, I know we don't like to do that, and you can't count this and that.
No, I'm going
to go play 500 baseball,
Craig,
and you should be okay.
Craig, it is. You took the words out of my mouth. There are 53 games. There are 22 at home. There are 31 on the road. There are some tough ones in there. There are some cookies in there. Survive.
Yeah.
500 is surviving it. If you can get to the All-Star break, 12 games above 500, and these two guys, baseball gods willing, can walk through that freaking door and pitch for this team, then all is good with the world. But they have to survive. Last year when Jake went down, Craig.
Everything went down.
Everything went to the bleeper.
Yeah. Yeah. But, I mean, it's a regular game in May. Let's
no,
not
it's
get
not.
Crazy.
No.
I mean, listen, had the game ended a different way today, had the Yankee game ended a different way today, my open was going to be a lot different for you because I will never understand why a New York team, and I'm sure the Yankees have done it at some point. I just don't remember the last time they did. So I'm not saying this is only a Met thing, but man, it seems like the Mets do it, at least based on my memory, more often than they should do it. Why are we honoring players that play for other teams before games in our building? Why are the New York Mets honoring Yadier Molina and Albert Pujols?
I just want to clarify something just so you know this. 6 years ago, the New York Yankees honored David Ortiz at Yankee Stadium.
I hated it.
David Ortiz.
I hated it.
David Ortiz.
Big Poppy.
Now, to your point,
it's moronic.
I actually don't have an issue honoring Albert Pujols. He's one of the great players of all time, and he's never really stuck it to me.
And he hit into a double in the 10th for you tonight, too.
Yes, but he's never really, really stuck it to me. Like, when I think of 06, I don't think of Albert Pujols.
Correct.
Honoring Yadier Molina is a joke. Yadier Molina is a thorn in the history of the New York Mets.
Yeah.
He's a pimple in the history of the New York Mets, like a pain-in-the-ass pimple. He's a root canal in the history of the New York Mets, and he wasn't even a great player when he became that pimple. Yadi may be a Hall of Famer. I'd vote for him as a Hall of Famer, but I think we'd agree he's borderline.
Yeah.
Honoring Yadier Molina is insulting. Honoring Adam Wainwright is insulting. Honoring Albert Pujols, one of the great right-hand hitters of all time, I have no problem with that. But Yadier Molina?
Well, that would have been the open today, but it's not because the New York Mets won. But you're a diehard Met fan leaving Citi Field right now. How much could you really enjoy today's win with the knowledge that Scherzer's now out for 6 to 8 weeks? You know, DeGrom's not coming back till July at best, it seems, right now. And you're going into a tough stretch of baseball with the next, 30-some-odd games you play overall or against winning teams.
If you believe out there as a Met fan that this team was contending for a championship, then
Hold on. Oh, okay.
No, I thought
you were giving up.
No, I'm not giving up. I'm going to make a statement about this team.
Because you got very excited. As the video shows,
what video?
I took video of you guys watching the game today, and I do want to apologize. I was in the bathroom when Alonso hit the walk-off home run.
That's why you show videos of
which is
blowing
why there's
the
no
lead.
Video of that. Yeah. And when I ran back in, I said, can you guys pretend like you didn't see it so I could take a video of it? And Evan said, no. Can't replicate what we did.
You can't replicate raw
emotion.
I don't
know what you did, but I'm sure it was crazy.
I was very excited. Yeah. But if you believe this is a championship contender survive this. I'm sorry. The Atlanta Braves won a world championship last year with their best player out for the year. The Cardinals won a World Series in 2011 without Adam Wainwright. I'm not asking for the Mets to win a World Series without Max and Jake. I think we'd all agree they need to be healthy.
Yeah.
That's not the point. I'm asking for the New York Mets to survive 2 months. 2 months. Survive it. And if they can't survive 2 months, Craig, then they weren't a championship contender to begin with.
Well, do you think they're going to survive it?
What's
your current prediction?
I actually do.
Because they won last night and tonight?
You know what? Believe it or not.
To be fair, they did have a lead when Max went out last night. It's not like they fought back valiantly honored Max
what
with a combined win.
What they did is
They were up by four runs.
Well, and it quickly went to 2 runs, and they didn't blow it, and their offense tacked on.
Yes.
And tonight, and I give Edwin Diaz a little bit of credit, because as pissed off as I am that he walks Brendan Donovan on four pitches, pitches.
Yeah.
He struck out Juan Yepes in a huge spot. It could have been a full implosion, and it wasn't.
Yeah.
And then the Mets were able to respond after that stupid Manfred rule where we stick a guy on second base to where Pete Alonso could hit a walk-off, lead-off, two-run home run. So they responded. But, yeah, these two games in a weird way.
Yeah.
They do impact my view on this team because these were important.
Well, listen,
against the St. Louis Cardinals,
you always enjoy
pain
a win
in the ass in the history of the franchise.
You always enjoy a win. If you're leaving the game now, obviously you're happy the Mets won. I saw my main man Zach Wilson at the game today, sitting lower level, rocking a New York Mets jersey. So apparently he's made a decision. He's a Met fan until, of course, we see him tomorrow night at the Yankee game. And his agent tells me again, he just likes big games. But, yeah, I mean, listen, when you win, you feel good. This is a weird one today because I think you feel good, but at the same time, you know, the one guy not named Jacob deGrom that you were fearful of being hurt is Max Scherzer.
If this is a contender, you survive it. It ain't that complicated.
So,
this is not an arm injury. This is not an elbow injury. If Max Scherzer was out for the year, Craig, my tone today with this would be very different. It's an oblique. It sucks. And it's going to be a while. And I understand that.
2 months.
No, I get
now,
that.
Now, here's the question.
But it's not this season. So go survive the next 2 months.
Yeah.
And if you're truly a contender, you will.
Well, listen. They're 1-0 in the Max Scherzer injury campaign. Now, when they said 6 to 8 weeks... I think Brandon Tierney even asked this question on Twitter today. It's a fair question. And there's probably no answer to it yet because it's so fresh. Is it 6 to 8 weeks until he can start rehabbing? Or is it 6 to 8 weeks until he's pitching again?
So the timeline...
Because I didn't hear that.
The timeline is not descriptive at all. All they're saying is typically an injury like this requires 6 to 8 weeks.
Of rest.
Yeah, we have no idea how long it's going
to
be.
So it could be 8 to 12 before he's actually on the mound, is
what
I'm
asking. But here's what's connected to the Max Scherzer injury. And this is the first time now where we as Met fans are going to pay even more attention to this because I've tried to forget his existence. And that's Jake. Jake's recovery now becomes something you think a lot more about because Jake coming back and being Jacob deGrom softens the fact that Max isn't there, just like Max being there softened the fact Jake wasn't there.
Yeah, listen, and it's, you know, whoever's starting tomorrow, you know, that guy's got to go do his job.
Guys need to step up. Chris Bassett and Carlos Carrasco specifically, this entire offense, this bullpen, guys have to step up. Colin Holderman stepped up today.
You know who else stepped up? And we should be fair about it. Although I shouldn't say we because I don't know what you think about it, and you have your own opinions, of course. But ever since Francisco Lindor was ridiculed and criticized for striking out, you know, a couple men on the other day. Prior to his last at-bat today.
Yeah, he was on base eight straight times.
He was on base eight consecutive at-bats.
Four walks, a hit batsman.
How about give the guy a little credit for that?
Yeah, I give him credit.
How about a little acknowledgement that he responded by getting on base eight consecutive at-bats, which is a New York Met record.
Who the hell's not going to give him credit for that?
Well, you.
Does that mean we have to have a parade for him? Does that mean we have to say he's back?
No, but if he struck out eight times, we'd be critical.
Yeah.
So why don't we just look at the world in a positive light, Evan?
I would have said it. He got on base eight straight times. I think it was four walks, a hit batsman, and three singles. That's great. That's fantastic. Keep getting on base.
Yeah, like, listen, there's a divide here.
On what?
And I think it's growing as the show becomes more popular and we can become more comfortable.
What's the divide?
And I hear it all the time on the streets of New York City.
What's that?
Craigie, how do you remain so positive working next to such a negative guy? And I feel that in my soul.
Really, really?
Yeah.
I just went on about how positive I am about the Mets surviving being without Max and Jake. What happened to that? Was that not positive?
What happened?
I just told you that I'm positive. You were actually mad at me for being too positive
win. You're very negative. And I believe I have the video to prove the negativity.
Oh, you mean during the game?
Well, there's some video I can't put out there because the choice of words won't allow it.
Yeah.
But I think the video speaks for itself.
Was it during the top of the ninth inning, per se?
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Of course, you want to hear the video of Big Mac when the Yankees give up a 3-run bomb to Santander to walk off the field as a loser today after coming back and tying the game after giving up a big lead.
I also want to hear the audio, even though IKF bailed everyone out, of what the reaction was when Aaron Hicks, who is the worst hitter in the history of baseball with the bases loaded, after Glaber strikes out, bases loaded, one out, he strikes out.
Yeah.
I have never seen a human being worse with the bases loaded than Aaron Hicks. Ever. Ever.
He's right there.
Dude,
he's right there.
125 with the
bases loaded. He battled a little bit in that at bat.
He battled?
He did battle a little bit.
Oh, he battled.
It wasn't a three-pitch strikeout. He battled.
It was a nine-pitch strikeout.
He definitely battled. And then all of a sudden, and again, I know if you're listening, maybe you watched the Met game, maybe you watched the Yankee game. So we're going to try to cover both here for the limited time that we're on today. When Aaron Boone made the decision to go to Joey Gallo while the Yankees were trailing late in the game.
No. Rizzo got ejected.
Rizzo got ejected arguing the balls and strikes when he struck out.
Right. Is that how he got in the game?
Yeah, he had to put in.
I'm talking about the Gallo at bat. He lets Gallo
but Gallo
bat.
But Gallo came in the game to play left field.
Yeah, but he lets Gallo bat.
And then he had no one to pinch hit.
No.
It wasn't like he went to him in that spot. He had already been in the lineup because he was in the field.
So Anthony Rizzo gets ejected.
Yes.
Boone's decision with a very limited bench is to go to Gallo in left and then move Marwin Gonzalez from left field to first base.
Correct.
Donaldson pinch hit for Higashioka.
Right.
So Gallo had to take that at bat because Anthony Rizzo got ejected rightfully so.
Fair point.
Anthony Rizzo got called for a few Aaron Judge strikes, if you will.
It's funny because I was yelling at the screen, "Hey, Aaron Boone, you should bat. Put yourself up. We don't want Gallo up there."
He worked a walk.
He did work a walk. And I was driving home yesterday, and you know the radio broadcast for both teams, try to point out positives when they can. And here is the positive on Aaron Hicks last night. Second on the team in on-base percentage.
Well, he does walk a lot.
Yeah. Second on the team for a team that's got the best record in baseball for a guy that can't get a hit. He's second in on-base percentage.
Doesn't it feel good, though, that you have two outfielders in Hicks and Gallo who have done very, very little, who are now kind of being beaten up by Yankee fans, rightfully so, and yet here you are still with the best record in baseball.
Still got the best record in baseball, but did not get to where I wanted them to get to, which was 20 games over with under 40 games played.
Yes.
They lost their 10th game today, and today was the shot for that to happen. Today was the shot for me to get my wish.
Let's all cry for Craigie.
Yeah. It was like Christmas morning.
They didn't get to 30 over 38 games into the season.
Yeah, I was very upset about that. I was really looking for 20 games over 500 with under 40 games played, which would have made them 29-9, obviously.
Right.
And they did not get there today. And I'm very upset about that.
Damn
Yankees.
That horrible 5-2 road trip they just had.
Yeah, now they go to the White Sox and they have the Orioles again.
Yes.
So just more winning coming the Yankees' way.
And then you start to have to play the Tampa Bay Rays soon.
For
and
the first time all
that'll
year.
Be the test because we all forget about them, myself included, but they're hanging around. They're five games out and you haven't played them yet. So we'll finally get to see the Yankees matched up with what may be their biggest rival in the division. We'll see, Tampa Bay.
We will get all your calls, 877-337-6666. Jerry's in Staten Island. He was at the Met game today. Jerry, good afternoon. How are you?
What's up, Craigie?
What's going on there, Cookie?
We're coming back from Citi Field. Enough with the doom and gloom. Pete Alonso with a 447-foot ding-dong to deep left.
I know. This guy has the nerve to say, I'm negative. I'm positive. You're the one trying to bring us down as Mets fans.
I'm bringing you down. I feel happy for you.
No, you said, what about Matt Scherzer? Like, this was a great win.
The lead story.
Oh, enough with
sorry. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm not saying this to be a douche. But here's the deal. Pete Alonso's home run's great. It's great. It's 10th home run of the year. It's all good. Everybody leaves the building feeling great in the moment. But to be fair, like, I know my job. My job is, okay, what's the biggest story in New York?
No, you're missing the point. No one's disagreeing with that. No one's disagreeing with that. We're saying a win like today matters because every game over the next 2 months will be important because this team is going to try to survive and weather the storm without being without two of the best pitchers in baseball. A loss like today would have been damaging.
I don't think
Poor Jerry leaving Citi Field after Eduardo Escobar makes an error.
Yeah.
And then, Albert Pujols rips one up the alley. If that happened in the 10th instead of the double play, would have been one of those losses you don't forget. Instead, it's a memorable win. So you're wrong.
Yeah, neither here nor there.
And it's more memorable. I had my 8-month-year-old son first win.
8 months?
Why would you bring him to the game? What's the point of that?
He was more giddy than the drunk guy behind me.
All right.
Guy was loving it.
And he lasted the entire game, all 3 hours, 50 minutes of it?
3 hours. It was more like 4 hours. I don't know.
What do you? What do you do? You hold them the entire game? Yeah, you brought a stroller.
Oh no, there's four of us. me, my wife, brother-in-law, mother-in-law.
She holds
in
him.
Each. Back
so
and
what do you
forth.
Do? You just start. You just start taking turns holding the baby.
That's right. Any each. It's a
got
beautiful
it.
Thing.
And when you walk out of the building, who's got the baby Bjorn on his chest carrying the baby out?
Well, that's my wife. You know, that's not me.
All right, Jerry.
What a
well,
first
glad
win.
You enjoyed it.
What a first win for that young child.
Well, I guess he's got a story later in life. Hey, Billy, guess what? You went to Pete Alonso walk-off. I don't know.
See, when you envision your team winning a championship, and I've never seen it happen, but I try to vision it, I always think about what that highlight video is going to look like. And this is one of those wins if they get to that
will
moment.
You stop
no,
it,
you're.
Please.
I'm sorry. It's true.
This is not. I mean, because. Because it's a walk-off home run,
no.
It makes the DVD anyway because they are special. This isn't that you're
no,
setting this game
it was
up
needed.
Like you saved your season.
It, you know what? In a weird
by
way,
today.
Craig, my tone today at 25-15 after they lose a game and out away against the Cardinals would be very different than it is right now. I'm excited right now. And that doesn't mean, see, here's where you're missing my point. Max Scherzer being injured is a huge story and is the biggest deal.
Yeah, no doubt.
But my point is that injury is why a game like today matters more. Mm. If Max didn't get hurt, my view of this game is it's important, don't get me wrong, but not to the level of this because every game is survival mode now. They've got to survive the next 53 games. And losing a game at home when you're an out away and Edwin Diaz decides, you know what, I'm just going to walk Brendan Donovan on four pitches and Eduardo Escobar forgets how to play
See,
defense
how
at
negative
third.
You're being.
No, no, it's positive.
Now, how is that positive?
Because they won.
With that little schneid walking on four pitches. You've said that four times.
Because it pissed me off, too.
Yeah, right.
But they won.
You're not being positive.
Yes, I am.
You're being negative.
They won
you
the game.
You hate Escobar. Well, you pissed at Diaz for the walk. Oh, but by the way, you're being really positive.
No, Diaz has been great. I give Diaz great credit. He struck out Yepes when
he
needed to.
I'll tell you this.
What?
When you win the games that Scherzer would have pitched, but somebody else is now pitching, whomever that person ultimately be, I'm sure you can speak to that after we take our first break. I'll give you certainly a nod to that's a good win.
No, no, no.
That's a good win.
It's other guys stepping up. Chris Bassitt, on a day in which he didn't have his best stuff and his command was off early, pitched into the seventh inning.
Yeah.
Carlos Carrasco is going to need to do the same. Taijuan Walker is going to need to be first half tie. Guys need to step up. It's not that Trevor Williams, if he gets the rotation spot, because I think Peterson's going to replace McGill. It's not that those guys are going to be Max Scherzer.
Yeah.
It's that the other guys need to step up. This offense needs to step up. This bullpen needs to step
just
up.
To be fair, without Jacob DeGrom, they are 10 games over 500.
I'm sorry, they're 12 games above
They've
500.
They've stepped up.
12. 12.
Pardon me.
12.
They've stepped up.
Yeah, they did step up more.
Well, you said they were 25-15. I was going off of your numbers.
If they had lost this game, they were 25-15.
You didn't say that.
Well, you should know this.
Well, I'm not looking at the exact record
they're
in front of me.
26-14,
all right,
baby.
So here's the deal.
Let's
Without
go.
Jacob DeGrom, they're 12 games over 500.
I get it.
They've stepped up.
But now they're without Jake and Max. Like, a lot of us viewed Max as the ultimate Jake insurance. That's how we viewed him.
Of course.
Now, Jake and Max are out for 2 months. Let's all be realistic about this. The All-Star break, July 19th, is 2 months from today. Exactly.
Good. I'm not working.
Two months from today.
I'm taking that whole week off.
Just think about that.
Yeah.
2 months from today, we will not have seen Max or Jake make a start.
Let me ask you a question.
What?
The All-Star game is what, Tuesday?
Yes.
What's the date of it?
July 19th.
And then the Mets play on Thursday or Friday afterwards, I assume?
I think they play on Friday, but I got to double check.
Let's just assume for the sake of a conversation, let's say it's Friday, okay?
Yeah. Yep.
We're taking that week off. I promise you that because nothing happens that week. What if you find out that one of the two guys is starting on Friday?
What do you mean,
are you working?
Would I work?
Yes. Yeah.
I'll come in.
You would come in because they're playing.
And I would join whoever was scheduled to do the show. And the Mets are home against the Padres. Perfect. The
there
Robbie Cano return.
There you go. So you are letting everyone know, if DeGrom or Scherzer pitches that day, assuming it's Friday, you're coming in.
I think I'm going to work either way. I've just made an announcement.
You made an announcement?
Yeah, I'm going to work either way.
I will not be working.
Why?
Because it's a week off.
Why is that a week off?
Because I was told I have to start taking vacation days. I haven't taken any. And if I don't take them, I lose them. I was also told that with this wonderful company we do work for, you carry over your sick days, but they view it as sick hours. So I was told, since I've never used a sick hour either, that I have 9 weeks of vacation I have to use, and I now have 180 sick hours that I am now building.
Right.
So I'm figuring...
You're going to take the summer off?
I think I'm just not going to work in July. That's what I'm working on right now.
That's not bad. Yeah. I will work half of July, a quarter of July.
So enjoy July. I won't be here. 877-337-6666. Here's Jimmy and Saville on the fan. James, what's cooking, buddy?
What's up, Craig?
All good.
Oh, bro, you're really pissing me off, man.
What did I do?
You're being a real hater. You come on, you say, oh, it's just a regular weekday, May win for the Mets.
Yeah.
The other day, you're saying, oh, the Yankees are, the season's done for them. Wrap it up.
It is.
It's May for them, too. If you keep it up, I'm going to have to come to DJ's and put you in a pedigree.
Oh. He has no idea what that means.
I assume that's some kind of wrestling hold.
It's a great move, though. You're going to have to kick him in the you-know-whats to get him to bend over for the pedigree, clearly.
Why can't we be excited, too?
No. You should be excited. You're 12 games over.
Because he's a bitter hater who minimizes big-time wins like today.
I don't see why today was such a big-time win.
Because it would have been a brutal loss.
I don't see why.
Because they were one out away from winning. Because Edwin Diaz got a ground ball to third, and Eduardo Escobar, who stinks lately,
there we go, negativity,
kicks it around like he's playing soccer.
Yeah, and I'm being negative.
No, I'm describing what happened. The positivity is that they won the game.
Right.
They're 26-14, and you're minimizing, especially on the heels of the Scherzer injury, what was a great victory.
Yes, listen, it's a good win.
Great win.
I'm happy for you. I am.
No, you're not.
I am. It was a good win. You know I love Pete. I'm glad Pete had the game-winning hit. And let's go, Mets.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
No one buys that.
I mean, what do you want me to tell you? Should I start planning the parade?
No one's planning a parade.
They won a game in May.
I'm merely saying today.
You guys just want a pennant.
Because not every game is created equal.
Yes, they are.
No, they're
not.
That's
the point.
There are certain wins and there are certain losses that are worse or better than others. This would have been a brutal loss.
I think the Yankee loss was terrible today.
Say one more time.
No, I don't, because it's just another game.
Because the Yankee loss was a fart in the wind. I mean, let's be honest. They've played great.
You're 12 games over 500 yourself.
Because they were about to sweep the Orioles. They've had a great road trip. They played very well since the win streak ended against Texas. I think they're 10-3 since the win streak ended. Well, they're going to lose.
18-4, actually.
Like, no, since the win streak ended.
Oh, I apologize.
Yes. This is a game you'll forget in a week. Like, if I started quizzing you about this loss to the Orioles a week from now, you won't remember.
Will you do me a favor? Will you quiz me a week from today down at DJ's in Belmar? Make it a week from tomorrow, obviously. About the loss against the Orioles.
No.
Just to see if I remember anything about
it. You don't remember anything.
I'm going to start writing notes. When I go back to my office, I'm going to write some notes down.
The game ended an hour ago, and you already forgot how Joey Gallo got in the game. So trust me.
I was so upset to see Joey Gallo in the game. And Anthony Rizzo, to be fair, the Orioles, Mancini had a legitimate complaint as well.
Oh, it was brutal.
The whole played up umpire was equally as bad for both teams.
Manny Gonzalez.
But Trey Mancini had a legitimate gripe. And Anthony Rizzo had a legitimate gripe as well. And, his got him kicked out.
Yeah.
But he had a legitimate gripe.
Dude,
first two pitches were balls.
It was Aaron Judge strikes, as I like to call it. Anytime you get a strike that's like 6 inches below the knees,
now,
it's a Judge strike.
The Yankees tied the game anyway, and it was pitching that cost them the game there in the ninth. But Anthony Rizzo had a legitimate complaint.
Yeah, give DJ credit. That's the forgotten. But kind of like Game 6 of the ALCS in 2019, the forgotten clutch hit. Not that it's the same, because this isn't Game 6 of the ALCS.
Are you sure Game in May is not the same as a clutch hit in the ALCS?
No, I'm just saying it's a forgotten about clutch hit by DJ.
Okay. I'm going to remember today.
No, you're not.
I'm going to remember today.
The only way you'd remember today, in all seriousness, is if the Yankees go out and lose 6 in a row. Like, if this is the beginning of a losing streak, and I don't think it will be, I want to make that clear.
Neither do I. They play the Orioles again in 3 days.
They do. Then you may remember this game. But if the Yankees keep on rolling, then you won't remember this game. This Met game was important.
If the Yankees win the division by 10 games and they wind up with 100-plus wins, I'm not going to remember any game.
No.
Because they're all going to be irrelevant.
Incorrect. I'll give you a game.
Go.
The game against Cleveland where IKF got the game-tying hit and Glaber got the game winner. That's a memorable game. That's a game you put on the DVD video.
Yeah?
Yes. Am I right, Big Mac?
Yeah, I guess.
You guess?
Yeah. See?
Then the fans threw things, though, and kind of ruined it.
By the way, have you seen the difference? See how the Yankee fans are laid back and casual, even
on
a day the Yankees lost?
I'm chill.
The Mets won, and you have spent more time today pointing out the Escobar boot, the
No.
Yeah.
I'm the positive one. Yeah. I'm the one telling you this was a great win.
But you're the one out all these negative things.
It's so positive because it's negative.
That's right. Why.
That's your point.
Exactly. It's so positive because it could have been a brutal loss, the kind of loss we as Met fans have seen a lot of over the years. Yeah. Are you new around here?
No, I've been here a bit.
Do you not understand what it's like to be a Met fan?
I do. It's like watching the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial.
Yeah, exactly.
My God, does that go on forever? Like, Jesus, yeah, he doesn't like you. You don't like him. Figure it out.
Is that whole thing real, though?
Yeah, it's still going on. Like most baseball games.
I feel like it's a work.
To an end.
I feel like it's a wrestling angle.
The Yankee game started at 12:35 today.
Yeah.
We didn't get on the air till 5:15. What?
And who was the happiest guy about that?
I was. I almost ordered a second lunch. I got so bored watching baseball today. And then I started watching random videos while Evan's keeping score.
Well, here's what's crazy. So I'm in Craig's office. We have the Yankee game on the TV. I got the Met game on my tablet.
Yeah.
You may have looked over at the Met game twice.
There a couple times,
the entire 3 hours, and a half hours.
There's like a situation, a couple guys were on base at one point.
No, I'll tell you when. Jeff McNeil made a leaping catch in foul territory.
Yeah. He didn't have to jump, and he jumped.
No, it was...
no, he actually did have to jump.
No, he did not.
He did not have to jump.
Okay, Susan. He had to jump.
No, he did not.
Actually, I think I'm...
Go watch it again. He did not have to jump.
The ball was curving towards the stanchion.
He did not have to jump.
And he needed
watch
to jump.
Again.
And then he was able to set himself and make a great throw to second
and
base.
And Guillerme put his foot in front of the slide and made a great play for the double play.
Let me tell you, I love Luis Guillerme.
But he had no reason to jump for that ball, and you know it.
I may get a Luis Guillerme jersey.
You know what you should do for DJs next Friday?
What's that?
The Guillerme beard. Get the Guillerme beard, rock the dollar sign chain for Halloween, and let's go.
You know what's so manly about Luis Guillerme? He shaves off the beard because he was hitless to start the year. Then starts getting hits. He's actually played well. And the beard grew back in like 30 seconds.
That's crazy,
he's
right?
Really manly.
Yeah. I don't know if that makes you manly or not, because there have been studies done that. Baldness is a sign of high-level testosterone.
You keep telling yourself that.
Look it up.
Okay.
Trust me, I've done the research.
The problem is, if I make fun of you, that would be sexual harassment.
Yeah.
Yes, if you make fun of baldness, it is sexual harassment, and I will sue you. I'll go right to human resources. Look it up, though. They say baldness is a sign of high levels of testosterone, thus making bald men a bit more manly.
Yeah, okay.
You keep telling yourself that.
So allow me to dream, if you don't mind. We'll get more of your calls coming up.
And obesity is a sign of strong metabolism.
Bang! There you go, me and you. We'll go hand in hand down the boardwalk in Belmar. There's actually a huge story that we're not going to have time to really get into the way we should, so maybe we'll save it for tomorrow. In the college football world, it is crazy and
amazing
all at the same time. But to be fair, we'll rock that out tomorrow.
There's another great story we won't have time for, and that's the fact that the Rangers collapsed down the stretch last night.
Yeah, how about Cabo Cago misses an open net in a playoff game? How about, you score a goal there, and the Rangers win 2-0, let's go home.
Let me defend Cabo for a second. Watch a replay of that non-goal. The goal is not set correctly. It's off.
Was it?
But I swear to God.
To the point where that's why he missed it? Angle-wise?
I could make a fair argument.
I didn't see that.
That if the goal was set up where it should be.
Come on.
It's closer.
Really?
I swear.
Wow.
Check that out.
I'll check that out.
Check it out.
Bring it up on one of your 5 iPads.
I'll think about it.
Yeah. And, of course, we'll be at the Yankee game tomorrow night. We're all very excited about that.
Absolutely. And I think, now we know anything could happen. Because think about it. I got killed for going to Citi Field. And right now, I might have seen the last healthy start of Max Scherzer in a Mets uniform.
Look at that. You're right.
I mean, you never know what you could
see. You really are.
Well played, I'm just saying. You
really
never know.
You may have seen Max Scherzer's last start this year as a Met. Look at
you. Well, for last complete start.
You better save that ticket stuff.
So you really are. I've wondered about
just
this.
Saying.
But you're a giant.
I'm just saying.
You're a giant
douche,
aren't
you? It's proof. Yeah. You never know. Okay. I got mocked and...
Tommy, you have something to add?
Yeah, speaking of the game tomorrow night, Evan, before the show goes, Loogie, I'm going to DVR the Met game tomorrow, so we're not going to watch the Met game at the Yankee game. Are you kidding me?
Are you a moron?
No,
bro,
I appreciate
the fact
that
you're not
just
a Yankee fan.
No, hold on.
Watch the Mets on your iPad.
Hold on.
Thank you.
Why would you bring this up to Craig? Craig would never have thought about the Met game, would never have said anything about the Met game. Now it's gone.
We're watching the Met game tomorrow at the Yankee game.
No, we're not.
I don't care if you're DVR.
No, we're not. We're going to the Yankee game.
Yeah, but we're Met fans.
We're watching the Yankee game. And if you want to watch Rangers hockey in the box, by all means, because it's a playoff game, We are not watching
the Met
game.
We are not watching the Met game at the Yankee game because if you're a Met fan, you DVR it, and then you go home and watch everything.
Bingo. Absolutely not. Well, and then we have to avoid all spoilers. Yes. How are we going to avoid a spoiler?
Don't look at the right field scoreboard, okay? Just when you look at right field,
come on.
Just squint your eyes for a second.
It's ridiculous.
Oh, then don't go.
Sonny's going to have it on his phone. We're going to be sneaking in the corner like we're smoking cigarettes in high school here, like away from our parents. This is ridiculous.
You're going to give my teenage son cigarettes?
Well, it was an analogy. It was like a metaphor.
That's what you said.
Well, it was a metaphor.
You're going to take my son into a corner and give him cigarettes?
Hypothetically
speaking.
That's
what came to your mind?
The Mets are cigarettes.
Guess who's not going to the game now?
It's a metaphor.
No, that wasn't a metaphor. That was, we're going into the corner to smoke cigarettes and watch bootleg copies of Met games. Is what that was.
That's pretty much.
He's hanging out with Cousin
Tommy. Did you not hear
tomorrow.
The same thing? I heard the exact same thing.
It's T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Martin and Roberts on The Fan, WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
An anti-Evan issue that I'm trying to fight off for you, Evan, as your partner here.
Sure.
But I'm having a tough time fighting him off.
You usually inflame or create the issue, so I doubt you're fighting anything off.
I'm fighting them off by liking what they're saying. Figuring that, kill them with kindness is what I'm doing.
What is it?
There are people that feel that you are being, and I want to give you a chance certainly to defend yourself.
Oh, thank you.
And your honor here. I'm trying to find audio, which is what I have the guys working on because I don't have it yet. There are people that are accusing you of being a little bit hypocritical in talking about this meaningful game in May when it was a year ago that you famously yelled at Luis Rojas about.
I feel that way with every game. Yeah. Not just this year.
No,
series,
but come
game.
On.
From April 1st.
But you manage differently in a game in April and May, and I understand that, than a game in September. Would you not?
Just stop it there.
No. Oh, I stand by all of that.
Yeah.
This
but
is
so there
a particular...
People on Twitter saying, Evan, what happened to...
No. There is
doing things differently in
when
May.
When you're in a pennant race in September, you may ask Edwin Diaz to get a 4 or 5 out save. You're not going to do that in April, May, or June. But there are certain games that feel like they matter more as a fan, and today is one of them. But of course, you're not going to manage.
You on that. I'm just
are
saying,
you?
There's a claim of hypocrisy.
There's no hypocrisy.
I'm fighting them all for you, Evan. I got your back,
stop
as you know. Because that's what a good partner does.
Let me guess. It's one person, and his Twitter handle is Evan Roberts is clueless.
No. He had other things to say. And someone also sent me a photograph of Keith McPherson's car before KD came to the Nets. And on the back, there are 3 stickers on it. Keith will have to explain this to his audience tonight.
There's
a Cowboy sticker.
Right.
There's a Yankee sticker.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a Lakers sticker.
What?
So, yeah, that's we'll find Keith.
I know he was a big Kobe guy, which I respect, but I don't think he was a Laker fan,
was
he?
Well, apparently, I'm looking at his car here. And apparently, yeah, he was.
So he jumped on the bandwagon?
Well, again, many people on Twitter are sending
many
this to me.
First of all, for the honor of Keith, forget about me. Many people usually in Craig's case is one person made a point.
It's out there. Yeah, it's out there. And I'm just trying to protect and defend my coworkers.
No, I appreciate
that. And we'll be with Keith tomorrow night at the Yankee game.
That's right.
He's coming as well. It's a company thing. Here's John in Locust Valley. John, what's up?
Craig and Evan, I'm a happy Nets fan driving home from, still haven't gotten back to Long Island. But I'm going to stick up for Evan here. This was a bigger game. You know, you're playing St. Louis. They show Zach Wilson on the screen, and I wouldn't say it's like playing the Patriots. But, you know, this is to win a series, to kind of stick it to them. you know, St. Louis has been a class organization for a lot of years, and to kind of wipe them out in two series, they showed Zach Wilson on the screen. He was at the game.
Yeah, there's an issue with Zach Wilson. Let me ask, since you were there, maybe you could help me out, Johnny. Zach Wilson pulled a maneuver today that newly famous people pull, all right? And what he did was very interesting to me. Zach Wilson sitting field level, maybe even front row, I'm not sure exactly where the seat was, but pretty damn close to the field, okay? Zach Wilson stood up and turned around so that he was noticed.
Because someone probably called his name and he turned around.
He stood up and he faced the crowd like he's looking for somebody.
John, you know what they call that? They call that pulling a carton. Well, so Zach Wilson pulled a Craig Carton at Citi Field.
It's like, dude, you're the starting quarterback in the Jets. We know who you are.
He waved.
He waved.
Yeah, he waved.
The kids were happy to see him.
But, you know, Evan also makes a very good point about Escobar, who he didn't get a hit today. He did hit the ball much better than he has in the past.
He did. Bunch of line
drive. But on the field, it's, you know, he's just he plays back. His arm is not
very
good.
Look, Eduardo Escobar has a resume in the major leagues.
Good job,
he's a good major league baseball player. Yeah. Now it's time for him to wake up. All right.
On which side? Defensively or with the bat?
Everywhere. Which side? Both sides.
Okay.
I know he's better than this. And he has to start being better than this. Because when you start losing guys, and this won't be the first, the Yankees are about to experience this, you don't get to a full season healthy. And unfortunately, injuries come. In the Yankees' case, it's Chad Green. Doesn't feel like the end of the world. But injuries come. And guys need to step up. The DHs, whether it's Dom Smith, who's whining about playing time. Dom, go hit more than 195. You want to play? Go hit more than 195. And I've been a big Dom supporter. Go hit. J.D. Davis and Eduardo Escobar. Step up. Step up and perform. That's what you need to do when guys are hurt, when guys are down. And hopefully, as the Mets go to Colorado, an offensive haven, Eduardo Escobar can wake up. But keep an eye on this, because it's never too early to think this way. Let us all root with our friends who are Yankee fans against the Boston Red Sox, because the Boston Red Sox are a treasure trove. They have so many good, useful players.
You want them to be like 30 games out of it and looking to get rid of guys.
They've got guys on free agent deals that would fit this team. Nate Eovaldi, J.D. Martinez. I'm not even mentioning Xander Bogaerts.
Are you already panicked?
It's not
on
panicking.
May 19th?
No.
We're already looking to acquire multiple guys?
No, it's not panicking. It's called having Steve Cohen as your owner.
Yes.
Nate Eovaldi makes $18 million this year. So what? J.D. Martinez makes $19 million this year. So what?
Yeah. Steve Cohen, by the way, was not at today's game. I guess his son, maybe, or daughter? Someone in his family was graduating from somewhere, and he said his phone blew up during the graduation. Alonzo did it!
Dude, that was awesome.
So that's pretty good.
I'm sorry.
And I want to send our thoughts and prayers out to Trevor May. Trevor May, as you know, is recovering from his own injuries. But apparently, Trevor May is a cat owner. And he has he had a cat named Donnie. And Donnie jumped out the window, I guess, or fell out a window, or didn't want to live anymore, I suppose. And they rushed him to the veterinarian hospital, and he didn't make it. And Trevor is
very sad
the loss of his beloved cat,
I'm
Donnie.
Sorry to hear that, Trevor.
So we just wanted to send our thoughts and prayers out to Trevor May.
Why are you smiling?
I'm not smiling.
A cat lost his life.
Yeah.
And you got a little smile on your
face. I'm not smiling
at
all.
One of those grins, you know?
No.
When you're eating something?
I feel terrible for Trevor. He's very close to his cat. And the cat didn't make it.
Nah, I feel terrible for Trevor.
In separate news, he may get a new one tomorrow. But he's bemoaning the loss
of
his cat.
You are the worst.
And I want to say, as a pet owner, I feel for you and your loss and accept our condolences at this very tough time.
Do not
for your
accept
family.
Craig's condolence because it's very, very.
No, it's real. I'm the guy that brought it up.
Trevor, I feel for you, bud. As someone who's had a cat and lost the
cat, I'm going to text Trevor
way
right
too
now.
Young. I feel you, Trevor. My condolences
well,
to you.
You threw your cat out the window.
No, I didn't.
Yeah,
she
you
had
did.
A disease, unfortunately, and passed away. No, she survived that. We all survived that. We got into a little bit of an accident.
So I do want to send our thoughts and prayers out to Trevor May.
Yeah, sorry to hear that,
Trevor. Who lost his cat, Donnie.
Donnie. Is that where Donnie Diesel came from?
Donnie, I have no idea, but I guess Donnie, no joke, either fell out or jumped out of a window.
So I got to keep those windows shut, man.
Or, you know.
I think you said off a balcony.
A balcony. I apologize. Not, yeah. So Donnie was on a balcony and fell from the balcony.
Jeez.
Also disproving the 9-live theory.
Well, who believed that theory? I mean, who walked around thinking it was a true thing?
I also thought cats always land on their feet.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I thought it'll land on their feet.
That I would have believed, but there's a certain height in which you don't land on your feet. Yeah. If you drop a cat from the Empire State Building,
well,
is it landing on its feet?
Why would you do that?
No, no.
You sick freak.
I'm not.
Who would take a cat up to the Empire State Building roof and drop it? Well, you are some kind of bad guy.
You're a bad guy.
It's unreal.
You're a bad guy.
Why would you contemplate dropping a beautiful little defenseless cat from the Empire State Building just to see if he lands on his feet?
You were just waiting.
You're a sick freak.
You were waiting for a moment to pounce. You got that moment, and you pounced.
I am so upset with you now.
I see.
Here I'm trying to send out thoughts and prayers to a man who lost his beloved cat, and you're tossing cats off buildings.
I am not. Stop it. You're
Why would you want to toss a cat off the Empire State
I would
State
never.
Building?
I've had a cat before. Have you ever had a cat before?
No.
No. Why is that?
Because I don't believe in having wild animals go to the bathroom in my house.
Yeah, but they're doing it like in a toilet, essentially.
I don't get where they're doing it.
I mean,
they're
they got their own
it
toilet.
House.
It's called a litter box.
Yeah. So anyway, that's it. But you are something special.
You're
over
a
there.
Bad guy over there.
Yeah, I'm the bad guy. I'm not the guy throwing cats off buildings, Evan.
I was just telling you that you can't say a cat always lands on its feet.
Well, now
there's
he doesn't.
Moment where a cat wouldn't land
on
its feet.
I think his cat may have landed on its head.
Oh, that's horrible.
So anyway, yeah, tough loss.
Horrible
tough,
story.
Tough loss. Here's Pete in Jersey City. Petey, what's going on?
Hey, how you guys doing?
I mean, I know I was working with, you know, a future serial killer, but, I'm doing all right. it starts with cats, Evan.
Listen, I don't want to come across like a jerk, because I think Evan, you guys do a great job. He's a good dude. Seems like a good dude, but
yeah, he's all right.
It's just like games like today with these Mets fans, man. It's like, just calm down, bro. Everything doesn't have to be so dramatic. Like, you know, you beat the D-backs, and all of a sudden this team is built different, and, you know.
Why can't we be happy? Why are you a bitter, angry Yankee fan? No, seriously, why?
It's annoying, bro. Like,
okay. We're different. We're different than you.
Just take it for what it is. Like,
no, no, we're not you. We're not you. We're different.
A nice little win. You don't have to make it into like game seven.
Don't tell me how to take my wins, and I won't tell you how to take your losses to the Orioles, okay? Is that a fair deal?
You guys.
You're you. I'm me. We're us. You're you. Don't tell us as Met fans how to react to wins.
Well, let's see what he has to say.
You're not World Series contenders. You don't have to act like you are. Like, just be happy you got a decent team, and take it for what it is, man.
Yeah.
Like, don't carry on like, you know, you're a 75-win team. You added a 30-year-old.
We're a 75-win team.
Okay.
Last year.
He's talking about last year.
Okay.
And last year you were World Series, contenders.
Pete, I will say this, to be fair, and it's not representative of the entire fan base by a long shot, so I do want to acknowledge that. Thank you for the call, Pete. But there are, like, with any team, especially in these days, with social media stars and all that, there are people that kind of become, right or wrong, kind of like the face of a fan base. While they don't speak for the fan base, I want to be clear about that. And when it comes to the Mets, in my world, there's you and there's Frank the Tank. Now, can you imagine what was written yesterday on Twitter from Frank the Tank, a diehard Met fan?
He probably gave up.
Or this morning, excuse me. Well, no, it was last night after Scherzer took himself out. You know, kind of was, I'm done. And then we miscorrectly thought what Hefner said in the dugout, all that. Yeah, Frank the Tank came out and said, here comes the losing streak.
That's why you should
Season's
not.
Season's over.
That's why don't call me
We're
negative.
We're not going to win again until July.
That's why when you call me negative, I question it. Because,
yeah,
there are moments where I'm negative. But even last night when Max went down, I didn't think it was going to be the end of the world. I actually walked in here today thinking we're going to get good news. Now, we ultimately didn't get great news. But even now, you know, I don't think this is the end of the world. I've seen teams survive this. But what's so obnoxious is when a guy like that calls up and tells us as Met fans how we're supposed to react.
Yes.
I thought this was a big win. That's how I feel. But as soon as he opened his mouth and said, you Met fans.
It was a battle, yes.
Like, he's lecturing us on what we're supposed to do after wins.
Yeah.
I'm happy about this win. And here's why. There have been a lot of really bad losses over the years. A lot of them. And this felt like another one that was coming. This felt like another one of those losses that's going to sting and kind of spiral a season. Like they had in 2019. Like they had last year when Edwin Diaz blew the game against the Pirates right before the All-Star break.
Let's just go through it real
so
quick.
So they didn't lose. They won dramatically. And I feel good. But I got this guy lecturing me that we just need to shut our mouths and be happy that the Mets are respectable. No. You shut your mouth, sir.
Just a quick run through it. I hate Eduardo Escobar. New owners, same training staff. Escobar is turning into Danny Effimuno and Max Moroff. He's the worst. Let's see. Feeble ninth. The Cardinals will score at least 9 runs in the 10th inning. This is the game that breaks the Mets season. Write it down.
See, that one, I felt a little bit.
Mets will not have a winning record after today. Here comes the long losing streak. We'll be under 500 by summer. Let's see. Here's one. Mets will not win a game on a road trip and then get swept by the Phillies.
The one thing I will say about Frank that he was right about that I'm still stunned by.
Buster is only happy that Scherzer's hurt. You can see it in the joy of his writing.
Well, that's just crazy. He came on our show last year while the Mets were still in first place.
Yeah.
And said they will lose more games than they win. They're going to finish under 500. And
both
you and I scoffed at him.
Yeah.
And I even said, I remember, Frank, I think I'm negative sometimes. Even I'm not that negative. And he turned out to be right.
Yeah.
So as crazy as he sounds, sometimes he's actually right.
Season is over. Scherzer is done. Mets will be 10 games under 500 by June 30th. Cursed forever. And on and on
Quick question, though. Yeah. After that win, what did he say?
Okay, fair
like,
enough.
Like, did the tone change? Because I felt, that I would have been that negative, but my tone, if they lost this game, was going to be really negative and down.
Okay, he has two that I can see real quick.
Go.
I guess after the game, Jeff McNeil was interviewed by Steve Gelbs, I imagine, and he was asked why he's been more successful with runners in scoring position this year compared to last year. And he said, I'm just trying to hit a line drive up the middle.
That's the difference.
So, Frank the Tangro, tell that to mother effing Hugh Quattlebum.
So he's thinking about last year? Dude, Jeff McNeil is one hit away. Are you ready for this, bro?
And he goes, I love Pete Alonso. That's it.
Jeff McNeil is one hit away with runners in scoring position from equaling his total.
Was it that bad last
And
year?
Jeff McNeil's done something really simple. And this sort of relates to your diatribe about Joey Gallo the other day. Jeff McNeil said, I'm done swinging for the fences. He has a completely different approach at the plate, and look what's happening. He's spraying the ball all over the place. He's hitting over 300. He's been insanely clutch.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
Go ahead.
Do you give credit to the new regime, Buck and the gang, or do you think that Jeff McNeil took stock of, you know what, I was doing something I shouldn't be
both
doing?
Both bought Jeff McNeil.
Because he's got
Jeff McNeil said, and I think Gary Cohn told this story on the broadcast, that he hit a ball against the Diamondbacks that he crushed, and it was caught in front of the warning track. And Jeff had an epiphany in that moment.
Epiphany.
In that moment. Wow. And he said, what am I doing? I got to just spray the ball all over the place, and look what he's become. And he's been great defensively, whether it's at second base or left field. A little bit of kudos to Jeff McNeil for how great he's been to start this season. He really has.
I got a sneeze, so you know when you have a sneeze coming? And you're like, but it never comes.
You're making an announcement?
I was about to sneeze.
Just sneeze.
Well, but now I don't have to sneeze. But it's coming. It's coming.
Did you block a sneeze?
I did not block it.
If you block a sneeze, you lose 5 years of your life.
I've lost 5 years of my life for other reasons already. I'm good in that regard.
I didn't mean it.
Yeah. Thank you for that, though. I'm good on that. I'm not going to see 85 now, damn it. It all ends for me at 80.
85? You're not seeing 75
yes,
now.
Yes, I am. Come on. 75 is a walk in the park.
No, you were going to see 80 till you blocked that sneeze.
No. I'm going to live forever.
You ruined it. Don't block another sneeze, Craig.
You want? We can have another epiphany?
Yes.
Is that what's going to happen?
There'll be another one.
Here's Michael in Stony Brook. Michael, what's up with you today?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Doing great.
The sock story brought me back to my childhood when my cat died. We repurposed his paw as the needle on the vinyl record player. It was actually pretty effective, surprisingly.
Really? How about that? I'm sure that's against multiple state laws, but if it worked for you, congratulations.
Thank you. Actually, I called this because I'm concerned about Evan.
Uh-oh.
Evan, you, you've read this book 100 times and you're expecting a different ending. And I don't know how many times you have to go through this, but, you know, we know around 4th of July weekend, DeGrom's going to have a setback in his rehab assignment. And
that may be true.
He'll come back. But
that may be true, but I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why I feel different. Not that I'm predicting a World Series or anything crazy like that, but I feel different for two reasons. Number one, I like what I've seen until the middle of May. Like, I like some of these gutty wins that they've had. But the other thing I really like is that I have an owner now. We have an owner, if you are a Met fan, that is going to be much more aggressive come July. It's not going to happen tomorrow. When I mentioned Nate Eovaldi and J.D. Martinez, I'd expect that tomorrow. But we got an owner willing to go for it. And let's say Jake does have a setback. Let's just say that happens. Let's say Max Scherzer has a setback, too. What do you think this owner is going to do? Do you think this owner is just going to say, well, gee golly, we've had some setbacks. Guess it's not our year. I don't think that. So if the Red Sox are bad and they're selling off big pieces, and who knows, maybe they'll turn their season around. I have confidence that this owner is going to look at a J.D. Martinez making $18 million a year and say, so what? Can he make our team better? This is not the same. So a little bit is about the team, Craig, a little bit about what I'm watching from this team, but a little bit is that this owner will not sit here and let this team drown. He won't. So I'm allowed to think things are different because things are different.
877-337-6666. Well, the good news is that while we sit here on May 19th, 2022, and the Mets are in first place and the Yankees are in first place, down in Philadelphia, the city we despise, their city council just embarrassed themselves by passing a resolution today that names Joel Embiid their MVP. Gosh, Billy, what does MVP stand for? Oh, I'll tell you, Max, most valuable Philadelphian.
Wow.
He also gets the You Who Player of the Week award.
They are what I said they were 3 months ago.
What is that?
It's a loser city with a loser mentality.
Yeah.
And a loser dribble, 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 fat, yeah. fat. Yeah. I'm not going to rip Joel Embiid. He's really gutty.
How many Eastern Conference Finals has Joel Embiid brought the Sixers to in his career?
None.
I'll wait. None.
None. Zero. Zero.
He's our MVP.
They're a loser city. Are we doing that to get to what?
No. The one thing you have to give New York, we don't kiss ass at that level.
No.
We kiss ass when you win championships.
Yes.
We don't kiss ass when you don't even get to a conference final.
Yeah.
Because you happen to be a good guy who we do respect. We don't give city council proclamations when you don't win.
As much as I loved Kevin Durant, last year when they lost Game 7, and he was unbelievable. He did everything he could to lead the Nets to victory. Do you think there was ever a moment I was going to vote for him as MVD,
MVP?
Most valuable Durant?
Yeah, no.
No.
I don't think so.
No.
Yeah, he's the most valuable New Yorker.
Yeah.
No, he's not.
Go win.
But I will give him credit for this. He did an interview with David Letterman earlier this week, and he was stoned while he did it. So there you go. Did you smoke? Like before the interview? Yeah, I'm high right now. That's how you make Letterman funny.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, he's not funny.
No.
He hasn't been funny in a long, long time.
You don't think.
I've never liked Letterman, but I appreciate his success. And I've seen moments where he was brilliant, but he's not funny.
I'm stunned you don't find Letterman hilarious.
I don't find him hilarious.
Yes.
Hilarious?
Hilarious.
The word hilarious should never be associated with any part of David Letterman's career.
I am stunned by you saying this. I had you picked out as a Letterman stan.
I've never liked David Letterman in my lifetime.
Do you know how many comedians swear by David Letterman?
I do, and I don't know why. Other than the fact that when Carson retired, he was the go-to show to be made to increase your popularity. And platform?
Well, hold on.
David Letterman has never been hilarious in his life.
This is a very important question that's going to say a lot about you. It's going to reveal a lot about you to our audience.
Please do.
Who was funnier, David Letterman or Jay Leno?
Jay Leno.
Oh, come on.
Jay Leno's a legitimate working man stand-up comic. Now, I didn't think he was a great Tonight Show host, but is he funnier? Yeah. He is.
Jay Leno is funnier than David Letterman.
I mean, yeah.
Can you do me a favor? Can you tweet that? Just tweet it as a statement.
Why? I'm just curious. About two guys, neither one of them work anymore.
I'm just curious.
And our audience is young male.
And it's not that crazy. The NBC executives thought the same thing.
No, yeah. I know. And he always beat him.
It's not like it's that crazy. They picked him over David Letterman.
And he always beat him in the ratings.
He beat him in the ratings.
I totally get that. Yeah. Just do me a favor.
Yeah.
Tweet it. I'm just curious to read your mentions.
I'm not going to tweet it because it's out of left field. I just said it on the radio.
You can say it out of left field.
I just broadcasted. David Letterman's not funny.
Wow.
I'll say it as many times
as you're fascinated by
as many times as you want me to say it. Yeah. He's not funny. He never was.
Huh.
He's certainly not hilarious. Let's call it the way it is.
I'm not even a big Dave Letterman guy. I'm just really surprised. I'm almost stunned, stupefied, some may say.
Yeah.
That you are feeling this way.
Yeah,
because you feel this way.
I appreciate comedians who are funny. He was never one of them.
Conan was the best.
O'Brien is less funny than Letterman.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, we're just going to disagree there.
What are we doing? The master. Can I say that? Can I talk about the bear?
Don't.
I got it.
I know what you're talking about.
Okay, the bear.
Yeah. Ooh.
Not funny?
He had a bear play with himself. He's so funny. Ooh.
You didn't think of it.
Ooh.
That's funny. See?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.